بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل البيت يبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ولعن الله أعداءهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. I know it's been a long fast and you guys are 27 minutes away from eating something, but a little bit of a better salawat than that, please. Thank you. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, for the arrival of His month. We are, as many of you know, starting from tomorrow, inshallah, we are His guests. He is our host. And as our Prophet says in a very beautiful khutbah, that we are about to enter the month that is the most beautiful of all months, that has the days that is the more beautiful of all days, the nights that are unlike any other night, the hours that are unlike any other hours, the month where your breathing is tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where your sleep is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a grand opportunity for us to change ourselves. Can you imagine that today, for those of you who fasted, it was a 16 and a half hour fast? It's not easy. You refrained from eating and drinking, even though your body was screaming for both of those things today. But every single time that your body asked for something to eat or drink, your soul or your aql or your reasoning or your quwwa inside of you simply said no. We are here to follow an obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although it's difficult, and for many of you it may seem like a burden at such a young age, as you get older you realize that the actual mission of the holy prophets, the imams, any ulama, anybody, was to build humanity inside the human race. What's called insaniyat. And inside the ilm of the nafs, inside this discussion of the soul, you'll know that what comprises or what is the equation of an insan inside Islam is an individual who allows his aql, his intellect, to govern his other powers within his soul. And we've discussed that with many of you several times across the past few years. Where the different powers and faculties that exist inside of your soul, if you allow your intellect to govern those powers, you are, according to Islam and the prophets, a human being. We know that animals are born animals, they live animals, they die animals. Plants are born plants, they live plants, they die plants. Us human beings are born human beings. But there's no guarantee that we live as a human being, there's no guarantee that we die as a human being, unfortunately. If we are an individual who allows our greed and desires to overtake our life, we are an animal and nothing else in the eyes of Islam. But today, for those who fasted, you understand that when your animalistic existence was screaming for just a drop of water, that's all it wanted. Your aql, your reasoning, your soul, that attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't even allow you to even consider the idea. And when you have your first taste of a date or a drink of water, after the relief, you'll have a sense of accomplishment. You'll feel even a little bit serene. You'll feel content. You'll feel like you believe in something. You feel like you belong to something. You feel like you accomplished something. And that calmness, that itminan, that sukoon that you'll feel is insaniyat in the eyes of Islam. And I want you, all of you, to realize that this month, these next 30 days, Besides the fact, I mean, we're not after a loss of 10, 15 pounds. We're not after a hunger strike. You know, the first 3 or 4 fasts in this summer will be very difficult, and your body will adjust to the fact that it's not going to have any food as long as there is sun in the sky. And all these things will happen. You'll reach a moment, inshallah, a time, inshallah, where the body will begin to adjust to the fact that it's not going to eat until sunset. Right? They say the toughest roses are always the first 2 or 3. Right? In the summertime, maybe the first 5 or 6 might be difficult. After a while, though, like I said, the body learns to adjust itself. Our ulama say that once the body is adjusted to the fact that it is not going to be given any sustenance in the form of food, they say you move on to the second level of fasting. Where now, not only are you depriving your stomach of the food and water it needs, you are fasting with your eyes, with your ears, with your tongue, and finally with your heart. So many of my youth tell me that, you know, I often think while I'm fasting, if I, God forbid, have an impure thought or an inclination to commit a certain act that's against Islam, I have to remind myself, oh, I can't do it, I'm fasting. Not that it is against Islam. You sit there and tell yourself, I can't do this because I'm fasting. It is such a powerful, powerful act in the eyes of Islam that really they see these next 30 days as a glimpse, a blueprint, a little bit of a preview of what your life should always be, how you should always be thinking. A sense of emptiness you have. You feel light, as they say. You know, the doctors today, the medical industry, those who are on these diet fads, they'll sit there and tell you that once in a while you need to detoxify your system, right? People are making millions of dollars by introducing this water-only diet, or they have juice fast, or, you know, you put lemon in a water 3 times a day for the next 5 days and you're okay. Islam says forget all that, 30 days of detoxifying your system. And yes, it should be a system where you are detoxifying yourself. Now, mind you, the way we have sahri and iftar, that's a whole different concept altogether. But ideally what we should be doing is, this should be an ultimate package towards lightening our heart. And that is really what we're after. You know, a beautiful hadith by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Empty itself out and reduce that grudge inside of you, so that at least during the month you have a package ready to say that it is available for the spirituality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not 30 days of a hunger strike. It's not about being able to fit in your jeans you used to fit 5 years ago. No. It is absolutely, your entire existence is fasting. And not only that, it is the best ideal time for you to manage your time as well. You'll notice that, of course, that now you have a lot more time on your hands. There's no meals during the day. For those who work, there's no lunch break, for example. And time now that you used to never have, you now have abundance of. You know, I was talking to my ustad. He says one of the fundamental reasons why we don't get close to Allah is because we don't find time for Allah. We talked about time last Muharram, all of us did. And this idea that this life, the hustle bustle of it, the fast life that we have in this part of the world, you have to make your money, you have to pay your bills, you have to work, you have to go to school sometimes, some of you in the audience. We don't have time to think about ourselves, forget worship God properly. And so what the month of Ramadan brings to the table is time for all of you. An opportunity for you to reflect on what's happening. And more importantly, an opportunity for you to fix yourself. You know, Islam, and I mentioned this 2 Thursdays ago downstairs with some of the youth in the basement. Islam is very much like a triangle, like I mentioned downstairs. It has 3 points to it, Islam does. One, of course, are your beliefs, one is your worship, and one is your morality. Your aqidah, your iman, your amal, your deeds, and then of course your akhlaq. We do not consider somebody quote-unquote religious if he's able to read Salat five times a day, but he's a horrible human being. We do not consider somebody a Muslim who has unbelievable belief in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes in the prophethood, believes in the Day of Judgment, but doesn't believe that he has to or she has to act on those beliefs. Nor do we believe an individual is a Muslim if he has no belief in God, he has no worship in his life, but he's a great human being. All three pillars of the structure of Islam has to be there. And so part of the process of benefiting from this month, you know, this is the biggest problem that we have and the biggest danger or fear that I have personally is, God forbid, 30 days comes and goes and we're the exact same way that we were before this month started. Well, God forbid that we are worse off. Sorry. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So understanding that one of the keys to benefiting from this month is to attach a theme to this month for all of you. A personal theme, that what do you want to accomplish after 30 days? Do I want to finish the Quran, which should be everyone's goal? Do I want to better my beliefs? Do I want to better my akhlaq? Do I want to better my worship? Do I want to make sure that of these three points of my triangle, which one of these three points am I the weakest at? Do I have enough of a belief in God to battle an atheist in a debate? Do I have enough worship in my life where not one salat is missed? Am I enough of a human being in my morality that someone can look at me and say, he is a true follower of the Ahlul Bayt? Whatever the case may be, our triangle is not perfect. No one's triangle in this room is perfect. And that's the mission of our life in this world, to perfect it as much as possible before we leave this world. So ask yourself tonight, and that's the beauty of today being Yom HaShak and tomorrow being the first, is that we officially start tomorrow, so you have one night to contemplate, to think, to make a blueprint, to make a plan, to have some sort of a theme for this beautiful month of yours. Because in a month, like I said, where your breathing is tasbih of Allah, your sleeping is worship, and my youth love that, don't you? 3 hours of sleep in the daytime, you tell your mom, Mom, I'm worshiping God during that sleep. You absolutely are. The beauty of that month is this. Can you imagine a month where they say shaitan is locked up, the doors of mercy are open, Allah is waiting for you. And with those parched lips, with that dry tongue, you're asking Allah for a dua at the time of iftar, and you think for a moment that your Creator won't listen to you. Your heart is light. You're 16 and a half hours you've been battling your body, demanding for food, and your soul says, no, I am completely in tune with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that halat, in that state, you ask Allah for a dua, and you think He won't listen to you. It's not possible. We don't believe in a creator like that. So having said that, when you know that that state is waiting for you, attach a blueprint. Have some sort of a theme. Say, you know what, in these 30 days, I'm going to work on my tawheed. I'm going to work on my preparation for my hereafter. I'm going to work on my salat, for example. I'm going to form habits that I had a tough time forming before. We wake up, 4:15, 4:16 is imsak time nowadays. 4:22, 23 is fajr. You're already awake. You're awake for the food. The best ideal time for you to create the habit of salatul layl is this month. For example, I'm telling you that from that time of the ending of imsak to the start of the azan of fajr, you have a chunk of time. Now some of you elect to catch 5 minutes of sleep in that time. I wouldn't recommend that. Some of you might read Quran, dua, sehr, whatever the case may be. It's totally up to you. That's no problem. But I'm saying that idealistic time leading into fajr is the most recommended time for the establishment of salatul layl. And the hadiths that we have about the beauty of Salatul Layl, of course, I don't have to repeat in front of you. They say it brings beauty to the face of a believer. Nur into your existence. Imam Askari alayhi salatu wassalam, he says that one of the signs of a Shia are 51 raka'ats in a day. which include 11 of Salatul Layl. And so this month that we are about to enter into, and really this is just an introductory speech, a few reminders for myself, for my family, and for all of you. You know, I'm with you, inshallah, for 2 weeks until the 15th of Ramadan, and then, of course, we have Sheikh Hamza Sodagar coming for English, and Mawlana Adil Raza coming in Urdu. We have a program in the basement for kids who are age 5 to 8. Arts and crafts, stories, hadiths, beautiful, beautiful programs we have for the youth. And let me just say this in brackets here. The idea this month, and let me just, I just want to thank the Council of Islamic Guidance and the Executive Committee for allowing this month to really be about the youth. They have invested their thoughts, their resources, their money into the youth of this community. And you're seeing it. For the first time in the history of this center, we have an all-English Ramadan. And so I ask you to benefit from that. We have programs for the youth of all ages. We have programs for younger kids in the basement. So our parents can benefit from this month and not be chasing their kids everywhere. And our youth can benefit and not complain about the language barrier. And those who want Urdu for the first 2 weeks, I'm sorry, with all due respect, I don't speak Urdu on the member, but there are several centers, mashallah, in Toronto that do speak Urdu. The idea is that we are trying to get everybody to benefit from this month this year. That's our theme as a center and the executives. That no individual can complain that nothing was done for me. Whether you're 5 years old or you're 55 years old. Attach a personal theme for all of you as well. Ask yourself, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? And accomplish that. You have 30 days. You have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we have traditions, we have hadith, and this is also medically proven that if you establish an act for 40 days, it becomes part of your malake, part of your disposition. It becomes ingrained in your soul. So whatever you start for from tomorrow and 10 days into Shawwal, know that those 40 days of that one act will now be concrete inside of you. If you are somebody who was always dying to establish Salatul Layl inside of you, this is the ideal time. If you're somebody who wanted to recite at least 10, 20 ayats of the Quran every single day, you couldn't find time, now is the ideal time to break that habit or to form that habit. If you're somebody who wanted to break your habits, smoking, whatever the case may be, this month brings something to everybody at all aspects of your life. Time management, money management for those who eat out every single day, who spend $5, $10 on lunch every single day. Ask yourself, how much money will you save? Small, minute things that you may not think about. And of course, the big one, spirituality and blessings, forgiveness, or every single minute of this month is unlike any other minute of this year. And so God forbid, like I said, we be somebody who the month passes completely and we have no progress. All the tools are in front of us. We have the ability now, like I said, to be better human beings. But you have to realize and focus, what is it that makes me a better person? This has to be a very individual Ramadan for all of you. This has to be a very focused Ramadan for all of you. It's not just getting up for Sahri, and then you pray, and you go back to sleep, and then you wake up, and then you do iftar. Those are the routines of every single year. What do you want to accomplish? And inshallah, in these next 2 weeks that I'm with you, our theme for our lectures will be revolving around the Qur'an. And not so much about tafsir, but about everything else about the Qur'an. We have a number of courses in the Hawza called Ulum al-Qur'an, Tarikh al-Qur'an, for example, the sciences of the Qur'an. What do we know about this beautiful book of ours? Besides reading it, what else do we know about it? The historical aspects of it, the philosophy of Nuzul, the philosophy of Wahi, for example. Why is it known as a miracle? Why was it brought down in Arabic? Etc., etc. All these things, inshallah, we'll discuss. And the idea is that this is the month, inshallah, where the Quran is revealed. And as we know, we are the individuals who believe in Thaqalain. We believe in the Ahlul Bayt. We believe in the Quran. We believe that neither one can reach its perfection without the other. And we believe that we cannot reach our perfection without both of them. The fact that Shias are known for people who have distanced himself from the Quran should concern us. We've attached ourselves to Quran and Natiq, the talking and walking Quran. We need to attach ourselves to this Quran of ours that's Sa'mit, that listens to us as well. That's why I ask my youth, if you do plan on attending every single day, bring some notebooks, bring some notes. If you have your smartphones, make notes on your smartphones, whatever the case may be. It will be like a classroom environment, historical context of the Quran, inshallah. One salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You know, we have a beautiful sermon of our Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who talks about the arrival of this month, and this sermon, inshallah, will be on the CIG site very soon. It's online, it's everywhere, it's been well translated. If you can, take a moment tonight before you enter the month of Ramadan to read it. The Holy Prophet talks about blessings. It talks about forgiveness of this month. And we are individuals, like I said, who are trying to fight shaitan in this society, my youth especially in the audience. Their biggest complaint is that, as I said, the society is too tough for us. It's very difficult for us. We want to be good people. We want to be pious individuals. We can't fight the urges inside of us. Two aspects this month brings to you, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. One is willpower. One is self-restraint. You're home alone at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The hunger now has reached that bump that you need to get over to get through the rest of the day. There's nobody home, and the fridge is filled with nice cold Gatorade. And it's calling you. And you know that if I take a sip, maybe half the bottle, nobody will know, but you don't do it. Your willpower, your self-restraint stops you. Which should show you something that's way beyond the month of Ramadan. It should show you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed you in the society that you live in and then placed you with the tools to fight the dangers of this society as well. A lot of you say, I don't have the willpower. I don't have the self-restraint. I'm saying it's 16 and a half hours of fasting in this heat. If you don't have willpower, you're dead. But all of you will prove to yourself before you prove to me that 30 days of fasting in this heat, that many hours, you do have the willpower. You have the willpower to fast. You have the willpower to restrain from denying the opportunity to break Allah's commands. You should tell yourself that I can do it also beyond the month of Ramadan. I can fight shaitan with the same willpower. I fight my desire to eat something during this month. A lot of you will find yourself saying, oh my God, I can't do this or say this because I'm fasting. Why can't you export that outside of the month of Ramadan? This is why these 30 days are training grounds for us. They're springboards for us. And so we have to use these tools that we have in front of us to achieve that perfection, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have bestowed on us the favor of this month where you are our host, as he has promised us. We ask you, Allah, to not allow this month to go without changing and reforming us for the better, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the strength, the willpower, the self-restraint to not only fast with our stomachs, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hearts, all of them are diseased. We need you to help us fast with these senses of ours as well, inshallah. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we have any purpose, any theme for the preparation of the arrival of the Imam, it is this month. Better yourself, inshallah, the Imam will arrive, and when the Imam comes, inshallah, he'll look at you and say, I want you as my companion, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum.